the YouTube page. Sarah, my aunt, used to have her own horse. Mum used to tell me about it when they were young. She didn't love horses, but Sarah did. And I clicked, just because I was bored. And there he was. And I watched. And I listened.
A lot of the problem horses we get here are a little bit like people, quite shut down mentally. And they go quite within themselves. A lot of the ones that have been abused by people, they don't want to make eye contact or anything like that. So it's really important to sort of get in and praise them and get them to like you and rub them a lot and get them to really want to try for you and feel more confident around you. So that whole praise thing, I just can't emphasise enough.
My dad left when I was very young. Sometimes I can't remember all of his face. But I always remember the look across his eyes and the way he turned his head and the shape of his shoulders when he walked. And the man with the horses, he looked like that across his eyes and he turned like that and walked like that. And especially he walked like that when he was showing people what he can do with horses. In the video, the people all watch him like they never want to watch anyone else. Like I used to watch my dad. And the horses look so happy and so free, even though they aren't wild.
Some horses are natural characters. Other horses where you've got a horse owner that's not a huge personality themselves, the horses are often the same. If you've got a bit of a sour sort of a person, the horses are always a bit ears backy and a bit snaky and a bit unhappy looking. So I sort of niggle at them sometimes, almost come in and rub them and rub their eyes and play with them and play with their lips and tickle them and get them to play back. I liken it a little bit to a person where you can niggle at a person until they crack, laugh or cry. Same sort of thing if they're in a bit of a bad mood or if they're looking a bit serious or if they're looking a bit tense or worried by maybe holding their mouth really tight, holding some anxiousness or worry in there. And all of a sudden they're looking for you, and when you walk off they're focusing on you and they want to be around you, so that's a big thing.
The YouTube man's voice, Andrew's voice that is different because he doesn't live here. He lives a long way away on the other side of the world where they talk like that, and he won't come here, which is sad, but that's why I don't mind when I hear him sometimes in my mind.
She skipped school.
Oh.
I thought she'd run away again.
Oh.
Then I found she's just been sitting at the computer all day.
Did you ask her about it?
Of course. She ignored me.
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry.
It's not you, Sarah. I just wish I could ever get some sense that she might start to behave like she wants to be here. I mean, if she was halfway civil...
I know.
Both stories are true. The one in my head and the one out there. But there are different kinds of true. And pretending isn't always lying. And a horse knows the difference, especially Brave. Brave is called Brave, and he is. Sometimes, in my mind, I feel like I'm a horse. It sounds mad, but it's only a story. Like a dream. Like a novel that someone writes. Like a television show that you watch as if it was your life or the life of someone you know. Like a story of something happening to someone famous and you don't know them, but you believe their story. Like things some people believe in when they go to church or a mosque or a synagogue. If that's true for them, then my story can be true for me, and I can feel like I'm a horse whenever I like, and then nothing bothers me. And Brave can understand, so that's all right. And Brave is called Brave, and he is. And my story is for him, because he taught me how to be like a horse. When I'm thinking and feeling like a horse, I feel happy. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, then I remember that I can go into being like a horse whenever I like. And then I feel all right, and I can sleep and dream.
Before she came to live with us, she'd been in trouble at school, bunking off, running away even. She'd been excluded from two schools. If she doesn't settle, I don't know what we'll do.
We've had worse than that.
She may refuse to come.
Try telling her you don't think it's a good idea.
Really?
Counter suggestion. I use it with the horses too. Some of the kids we get here, I reckon knowing that the parents are against it, it's probably the only reason they agree to come and not bunk off.
I'm her aunt.
Even so.
And I should tell you that her mother,
I'd rather know as little as possible about her.
You don't want to know the background?
I find it's more effective to deal with what is and not with the history.
Are you sure?
Give me a number and I can call you if I need to.
I can pretty much tell now, after doing this for so long, when people do walk through the gate, I can work them out pretty quick. Often, probably by the way they carry themselves and their energy is the big thing. The more laid back the person, the more I can sort of work out how they will be with their horse, or if they're quite a high energy person that flies straight up to me even and just shakes my hand, I know, right, you're going to be a nightmare with the horse. You're going to freak these horses out and you're going to not even be aware of it. So you get really quick at making those judgments.
What's the point of knocking if you don't wait for an answer?
You've remembered it's Archie's birthday, have you, Greg? Drinks tonight?
I don't have time for birthdays.
Oh, of course you don't.
Speaking of which, what's this in my diary about Wales?
It's the team personal development course.
Oh, God, not that again.
It's no good moaning. You know it has to be done. Head office commands.
Bloody head office.
Go on, you'll love it.
I won't.
It's with horses this time.
What?
Team building, using horses. It's near the coast, not far from Tenby. Tenby's lovely.
Sophie, please tell me you're not serious.
It's called A Look Within.
In Wales?
Yes. It's got great reviews. Apparently, people who go on it have the highest memory recall of any course they've ever done. And it took much less time for them to learn.
They wanted to get out of Wales, that's why.
Wales is very beautiful.
Learn what, exactly?
Communication, relationships, leadership skills, problem solving.
Oh, no, that's it. I've heard enough. I'm not going.
Greg, it's the team outing. You've got to.
I hate team outings.
If you don't, they'll think there's something wrong.
Well, they'd be right. There's clearly something wrong with my company, wasting time and money on some half-baked, touchy-feely...
If anyone round here needs a course in communication styles, Greg, it's you.
People communicate far too much, if you ask me.
Talk about having a closed mind.
You sound like my wife.
Poor woman.
Sophie?
Come or don't come, I don't care, it's your funeral.
I've got more important things to do.
Oh, forget it.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I really don't know why I bother. Oh.
Most of his business is with corporate team building, but he's just started taking on problem kids.
A horse whisperer?
Yes.
When I was young, you got punished for missing school, not sent on a lovely day out.
For God's sake, Peter, her mother's only...
Yes, and I'm sorry, but it's been nearly 2 years. Alice has to learn that life moves on. We've got our own problems. We've got decisions to make.
I know.
And with her moods and her... constantly being in trouble and never a moment, let alone an evening when there isn't something.
I know.
My mum was different when my dad was around. She laughed then. We had a dog. We did things at the weekend. A long time ago, we used to visit my gran. Since my dad went away, we didn't go anymore. Gran said I always knew things people didn't talk about. She said it would get me into trouble sometimes, especially if I said about it. I think that's why Peter doesn't like me.
Every time anything gets difficult, she runs away. Just like a mother.
Peter, how can you say that?
I don't think humouring her is helping her.
How exactly am I humouring her?
I didn't sign up for this, Sarah.
Just one more try. She's worth that.
You're wasting your time. She won't go. She'll disappear when it's time to leave. She'll sulk and refuse to speak if you do get her there. She'll probably bite the bloody animals and she'll run away like she always does.
I heard. It was like with Mum and Dad before Dad went away, shouting and fighting. If I hadn't been listening that day when I heard them talking about it, I might not have gone. He only had to say I wouldn't do something and I'd do it. When I was little, when Dad was there, 7 o'clock breakfast, 7:30 school time. Everything happened when it should. Peter's the one who goes on about discipline. But before I lived with him and Sarah, I was better that way. As if going on about discipline and stuff and how I was always late or lazy or slow or rebellious or stupid made me be all those things. Then came the horses, and then began my inside story, inside my head. Maybe it was there before, but I didn't know it. because the outside story was louder.
You're home.
Is there anything to eat?
Oh, not. How's your day been, Joe?
How's your day been, Joe? Well,
I decided to take up violin, and David told me he wanted to be a monk.
Really?
And today a polar bear arrived in the back garden while I was hanging out the washing.
What are you talking about?
I'm just testing to see if you're listening.
Don't be silly.
In case there was something important I had to say to you.
Such as?
Such as, should we go dancing one evening this week?
Joe, are you all right?
Or, I'm having triplets.
I get this kind of stuff at the office. I don't need it here as well.
I'm just trying to make you laugh.
Triplets isn't funny.
Aunt.
Aunt.
Tell me about your day.
I was at work.
I know that.
I spent a lot of time on the phone to one of our investors.
That's not your job.
I know that.
Is someone off sick?
Nope.
A very significant investor?
Yes.
So?
So, it's a sensitive situation. I didn't want the staff to be aware.
Did you make progress?
Maybe. It's hard to tell in between the distractions.
I phoned. They said everyone had gone to a party?
I wasn't taking calls.
You didn't go to the party?
No.
What was it?
The party. Archie's birthday.
Well, you should have gone. You like Archie.
I don't think he likes me very much.
I think he used to.
Maybe. How's David?
He's gone to bed. We thought we might see you at the PTA meeting.
It was tonight.
That's why I called. I left a message reminding you. There are other things, Greg.
I feel responsible for them.
I know you do.
And for you.
And it's a lovely house, and I have everything a woman could want. Except I don't have you.
What? When the hell do I have time to have an affair?
No, I don't mean affairs. I mean...
I know what you mean.
Look, when you're here, you might as well not be.
Joe.
I thought I'd take David to my mother's for a while.
What?
I need some company.
I want to see him before you go.
You can see him in the morning, if you can stay long enough.
I have a meeting.
Right then.
He's my son too. You can't
just... He's scared of you.
He is not.
He is.
Why would he be scared of me?
He's not good with strangers.
I'm hardly a stranger.
And you shout a lot.
How long would you be gone?
I'm not sure.
Joe.
Yes?
How did this happen?
You tell me.
It's important that when it's your turn in the round yard, you'll be there with just me and the horse you're going to be working with.
I don't talk like the others do. I don't like what they like. I don't like drinking. It messes with your head. And there's enough mess in my head already. At school, the teachers have always thought I was one of them. Which is funny, really, because the off-their-head ones think I'm weird and they don't talk to me. I wish I could still talk to my mum.
OK, Alice, I want you to spend a bit of time looking at the horses. Just get a sense of them as best you can, then tell me which one you feel drawn to.
They're big. So big. They smell funny. Different. I can hear their breathing. They sort of snort, like they've got something stuck somewhere up their noses. The noses look soft, darker than the rest of their face. We'd look funny with dark noses like that. More their mouth, really. But that's more the dark bit. I don't feel drawn. I want to go away.
They cannot reach you. Don't worry. Just get used to being near them. Take your time. No hurry.
How far would I have to run? How long would it take them to find me?
That one there is called Blue. We found him in a shocking state. Skinny, covered in sores, touch and go whether he'd survive. He's too old for racing now, but here he's got something he can do.
Does he like it?
He loves it. They're herd animals, Alice. They want to be with other horses. They want to work and run and keep busy.
He's not watching me. Watches the horses instead. Doesn't care what I'm doing. He's watching me another way. Watching, without looking at me.
The little one's called Rock. The other one that won't stop running around, he's called Bullet.
I can feel what he's doing. watching without looking.
Got any questions?
What about that one? On the far side.
Well, the one on his own?
Yes.
Do you think he's the leader?
I don't know.
Have a guess.
How can you be the leader if you don't join in?
That's an interesting question.
What's his name?
Brave. Yeah, I know. He doesn't look very brave, does he? I'll call him over, shall I?
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Anna Brave will be more wary of you than you are of him. Now, he's not going to want you to come near either. Come on, Brave.
He walks into the middle of the yard, and all the horses run up to him. They want to be with him. All except Brave, who stays at the other side.
Sophie, how was your evening?
Good. Yours?
Oh, marvellous.
Good. See you later.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, about the trip.
Yes, about the trip.
Brian is very pleased. He had money on you not coming. He'll probably want to thank you himself.
Oh, really?
He said he wouldn't blame you. Anything called a look within, and you'd have to check to see if there was anything within to look at.
I was going to ask if it was too late to book in.
What?
Tomorrow, isn't it?
Now, here, I want you to put this on him.
What is it?
It's a head collar.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, neither did I when I started.
I bet someone showed you.
Do you often make bets on things you don't know?
Sorry.
Now, go up to him, walk steadily, pretend you're not nervous at all.
Brave stands at the far side of the ring. I look at him. He looks at me. He's big, dark, very dark brown, huge. He keeps very still. He doesn't move, watches me. I hold the leather and metal thing. Don't know which end of it is which. The only thing I do know is that the horse will be able to tell that I don't know what I'm doing. This horse will know. Fear has a sound, and when I'm afraid, I hear that sound, and it drowns everything else, and I can't think, and it becomes all there is, and I can't do anything.
Alice? Alice?
Yes?
Why have you stopped? Breathe. Breathe slowly. Go on. Keep breathing slowly.
The fear sound. It started when my mum... When I thought she... When she was unhappy, I never felt safe and I was afraid. Then the fear sound came to live with me. It's always there, even when it's silent. So I have to listen in between, very carefully. And I hate it when the noise is so loud I can't hear other things.
Looks a bit jumpy, Alice. He'll be getting that from you. Don't think about being afraid. Think that maybe Brave is afraid. Focus on Brave.
I walk up closer to Brave. He looks at me, and his eyes are like he doesn't trust me. Doesn't know what I'm going to do. Like he's ready to run. He's waiting, and I don't know what he's going to do. And I want to run too. I stop. He waits. I have stopped breathing.
That's it. Gently put it over his head.
Here comes the fear. Here comes that noise. Like when Mum... Like when... In my head. In my ears. The noise. Rob said breathe slowly. Like he knew breathing would be hard. But I can't. The head collar. I raise it.
All right, Brave. Take it easy. Alice, come back. Come back! Well, you can certainly run. I usually only go that far for a horse.
Go away.
No.
Well, I'm not coming back.
It's a long way to anywhere else. And I know it's an obvious thing to say.
So why say it?
Running won't make it feel better.
What do you know?
I don't know much about you. I'll make a point of it.
What?
I don't let them tell me. What I found helps for me is if I talk to them.
That's mad.
Doesn't have to be out loud.
Talk about what?
Anything you think the horse will understand?
I don't know anything about horses.
When I get a horse here that's had a bad time...
Like Brave?
Yeah, like Brave. I start with acting as if I know nothing. I put out in my head anything I've been told about the horse, because that way I'll get to the story the horse needs me to know. I'm not reacting to a story someone else is telling me.
Doesn't that make it take longer?
Not really, because you get to the right place that way. Brave hasn't got a clue about who you are or what you've done or how your life has been. All he goes on is what and who you are right now. Past and future got no meaning for him.
Will he give me another chance?
As a way of a teaching tool, the horses, they're being used all over the world now with alcohol and drug counselling, anger management. They're so incredibly sensitive to everything we do. So alcohol and drug counselling, for example, really, really big because they're picking up users when they're fooling counsellors. You know, the people are smooth-talking their way out of situations where the horse straight away, one look, knows that they're still using. There was one story over there, I think it was America actually, where that was exactly what happened. The counsellors were going, wow, isn't this guy going well? He's charming, he's being polite, he's doing everything right. Well, they were using horses and he walked into the barn one day to saddle up a normally pretty quiet horse, and this horse turned around and tried to bite his head off, and everyone said, wow, that's not like this horse. And anyway, a week later he got released, and a week after that he ended up murdering his wife and young child. So he fooled the counsellors, but the horse, as soon as he walked into the barn that day, the horse said, no, you're not right.
Well, he isn't going to hurt you. You can't help being big.
Okay. I walk up to Brave. He stands his ground. I can see in his eyes that he's still not sure. He looks at me and it's almost like he thinks I might not like him.
Go on. Get the head collar ready. Yeah, that way up. Steady. Now think about Brave, not about your fear.
And all of a sudden, I want him to be sure. I know I don't want him to be frightened. I don't want him to be frightened of me. Brave, I say to him inside. Please don't be scared. I look at him and say, inside, Brave, I'm scared too. Brave still stands away from me, and I know if I go close, he'll flare up again. And I breathe. Breathe. Slowly. Brave. I breathe to him. It's all right. And something changes in his look, and I can feel Rob being pleased, and Brave's look says I can go near. He lets me touch him, and I put the collar on him.
Good girl.
Is it all right?
It's a bit the wrong way on, but it doesn't matter. He's standing there. He's not running away.
What happens now?
Now I'll bring the others.
Oh, no, I don't...
Oh, yes. You're taking in turns to lead your horse round.
He brings everyone in together, and he gets us to make the horses go round, first with the lead, then without touching them. And Brave does everything I ask him to do. I don't have to say anything. He knows what I'm asking, because he knows.
We talk about them being a reflection of you, so the more casual, calm, cruisy, relaxed you are, the better they're going to be around you. Just try and act cool, project that confidence, but we've got to also learn to be assertive, and we're going to ask for things in a nice, quiet way, but if they don't happen, we're going to slowly get firmer in what we do.
I don't want to go home.
Well, you've changed your tune.
Oh, please, can I stay?
We're not set up for overnight stays, Alice.
I'll sleep in the barn.
I reckon your people at home would take a dim view of that.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, I've got work to do. Go on, scat. Your auntie will be here any minute.
What work?
Yeah, a business course. Team building. You'd hate it.
Through the car window, I can see Brave, standing by the fence on his own. I didn't say goodbye. I didn't know we were going so soon. I never know about time. Peter says it's because I'm being rebellious, or sometimes he says I'm being disrespectful. I get into trouble. I want to talk to Brave. I want to stay, and talk to him.
Did you enjoy the day?
Yes.
That's good.
Can I go again?
We'll have to see.
That means no.
It means I can't promise.
I'll work. I'll pay you back.
What about school?
I don't like school.
You still have to go.
You used to ride.
I did.
Mum told me. She said you were good at it.
Did she?
You could come with me. We could go together.
I can tell Peter all about it.
Peter won't be interested.
Of course he will.
Why did you stop?
I don't know, really.
If you loved it.
The car starts to pull away. I keep watching Brave, standing on his own by the fence. Brave. Don't look back. He said there is no past and no future. What if you don't want to be in the now?
Another bank we worked with, they were keen to have a big session out here on the farm with their team because in banking they were very interested to see how the staff would be at the end of the day in regards to customer service. So they wanted us to get them really tired to see if they were still going to be as nice and polite as they were at the start. Really interesting, there was one particular guy at that bank and he
Hello,
was
Alice. You're home. Pushy, how was it?
Good.
You were watching the New Zealand Horse Whisperer again?
Yeah.
Was it anything like that?
A bit.
Did you talk to the horses?
Not really. Not talk. It's more...
More what?
More listening. Or feeling.
So you listened?
Yeah. You get your own horse and you work with him.
And that sounds good.
Yeah.
What was your horse like?
Big. Brown. With a dark nose. And he stays on his own a lot.
What's his name?
Brave.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed the day. It's good to do something different. I must admit, I was a bit sceptical at first.
What does that mean?
What?
Sceptical.
Oh. It means I wasn't sure about it.
Why not?
Well, because horse whispering seems a bit...
A bit what?
I wasn't sure it would work.
You shouldn't have sent me then.
I didn't. It was Sarah's idea.
Why did you pretend to be interested if you thought that?
Because I am interested.
It doesn't matter.
Alice! There's something I want to tell you.
I'm going to bed.
Alice, are you all right? What's happened?
She went to bed.
Did she tell you about her day?
A little.
So what's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh, God, you didn't tell her about your job.
I haven't even decided yet.
She's not ready for such a big change.
She never will be.
She's a child.
Yes, well, she's not my child.
We've been working with the army now for probably the best part of a year, and it's been quite interesting. We've been working firstly with the instructors and then starting to work with the cadets. What we're finding a little bit is there's quite a high... dropout rate with the new cadets, and one of the things that the army have been sort of focusing on more is it's quite a macho type environment where they come down quite hard on the cadets, and maybe that's not the best way to go about actually trying to get a lot of new ones coming through. So that's through the work with the horses, and some of what we can offer in our courses is working with the instructors so that they become a little bit more well-rounded and sensitive to a cross-section of lots of different individuals that, especially in today's age, they're not coming off farms quite so much. They haven't got that sort of tough background, and they need to be well-rounded to deal with that sort of type of person.
I haven't been on a bus since school.
There you are, then. Perfect preparation for a learning experience.
I hate Wales.
Have you ever been to Wales?
I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
Neither can I. What swung it?
Things Joe said.
Such as?
Oh, you know, my son is afraid of me, and my colleagues don't like me anymore.
She didn't.
She did. She doesn't like me anymore either. Not that she said so.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You think I had it coming.
Well, I think you had it coming, and I'm sorry too.
Multitasking as ever. So, anyway, I thought I might as well come and do this. I sit at home watching the walls.
Since when did you ever sit and watch walls?
Oh, I'm bored already.
Whatever business you're in, and whatever level you're at in your workplace or anywhere, most of the meaning we convey happens non-verbally. Great orators understand the effect of the rhythm on language, the tone of what they say, and the way they hold themselves. They know that the meaning they convey at a non-verbal or feeling level is more important than the words themselves when it comes to influencing people.
So where do the horses come in?
Horses, thank you. Greg, isn't it?
Yes.
Horses are a totally honest reflector. If your energy's not right, the horse won't respect or trust you. It won't do anything for you. You have to be congruent, and when you are congruent, you've got your energy and your non-verbal communication in balance. And the horse responds to that as if you're a leader. Now learn it here, apply it elsewhere. We'll take a short break. There'll be a demonstration, then you'll each be assigned a horse. Refreshments that way, and come and ask if you've got any questions.
I thought you'd be full of questions, Sophie.
I get nervous. I can never think of them in the moment.
Why would you be nervous?
How are you doing?
She's nervous.
Shut up, Greg.
Okay.
I'm just not used to horses.
Well, that doesn't matter. In fact, it's an advantage.
But from what you were saying, if the horse picks up that I'm unsure of what I'm doing...
Well, it'll play up and it won't see you as worth its respect. Same as with people. Colleagues, family, whoever. Only they wouldn't be as honest. Well, not necessarily.
And they won't rear, or bite you, or bolt, or throw you off their backs.
You won't be riding the horses.
He knows that.
I'm just winding her up.
I can't see how I'd be able to fool a horse if I can't fool myself.
Our horses are very well trained, and I'm sure by the end of the day you...
Rob?
Sorry, yeah, you must excuse me a moment. That there's something I have to go and see. I'll see you in the round yard, Sophie.
Well... If he calls that congruent...
Oh, you're determined to be negative about this, aren't you?
Actually, I think it's shaping up to be quite amusing.
She's not with us.
Who?
That girl he's talking to.
When Rob saw me, he looked so angry. I knew he would. And I waited and stood very still.
Alice, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be here.
I know.
How did you get here?
My friend's mum gave me a lift.
I don't believe you.
Don't make me go.
Alice, this isn't okay. You should be at home or at school. I can't have you just turn up gate-crashing their event.
I'm not gate-crashing.
Well, they'll be wondering who you are, won't they? They paid a lot of money.
I can work. They could think I'm
You're
working
You're not trained.
Here. You don't have to be trained to muck out, do you? Please, Rob.
She stands there looking like a horse that has run on empty from something that has frightened it. Like it's expecting to be whipped. I realise it's the first time she's looked me in the face.
If you give me any trouble...
I won't.
Stay out of the way and we'll discuss this later.
Yes.
And you'd better have told your aunt where you are.
But she wouldn't...
She wouldn't what?
Nothing.
I've got to go.
There's a lot of the old traditional people these days starting to try and market, and marketing terms use the word horse whisperer. But they're still pretty traditional in the way they go about things. So that is a little bit more like the horses respect those sort of people, but they do it out of fear. Often there's a lot of gadgets, harsh bits, whips or spurs being used. A lot of restraint, putting horses on the ground, tying up legs. The horses haven't gotten a lot of options in really dominating the horse, whereas this new approach is a lot more about building a relationship, setting up some trust and respect. Get it really getting the horses wanting to work for you and please you as opposed to having to.
Now, the idea we want to convey to the horse is that even though he's loose, we are still in control.
There's a man with blue. I don't think he likes him specially. I don't think he cares which horse he gets.
Anyone can make a horse run round and round, but it's whether you pick up on the signal that the horse wants to come in. Now, that's the key. If he tries what he thinks we want and we keep him running round and round, he won't try again for a very long time. So, being able to read our horse and respond is fundamental.
I'm watching, pretending not to watch, sweeping where it doesn't need sweeping. Blue won't do anything for the man.
Come on! You've had this thing on before.
Well, you're having problems.
He's not doing what I ask.
Yeah, give the horse a bit of space. You don't need to get in so close.
I say, come on. He stands there. Doesn't budge.
Well, what do you think it means?
How the hell would I know?
Well, they do communicate.
Oh, of course. I was forgetting you're a horse whisperer.
Actually, I don't think there's any such thing.
That makes two of us, then.
Sophie seems to be getting on okay.
Do you think if I had a crop?
And there are more effective ways of getting the horse to do what you want.
Come on. What's his name?
Blue.
Blue. You've had your fun.
Now, let me show you.
I can do it.
Easy, Blue. Oh, well. Blue can be a bit moody sometimes.
Yeah, well, perhaps he shouldn't be used for this kind of work.
I use him because, as I said, we want him to be a reflection of us.
You mean, if the horse is moody, I must be moody?
I mean, you can change his mood. Maybe after lunch, you'd like to try another horse.
Maybe after lunch. I'd like to go and get some proper work done instead of faffing around here all day, getting nowhere with a stupid game I never wanted to play in the first place.
Greg? What's up?
Nothing. A ride home wouldn't fix.
Oh, dear.
Blue runs as far as he can from the man, and Rob doesn't follow the man but goes to Blue. He rubs him and talks to him, and Blue gets calmer. Then Rob goes after the man. After lunch, the man is with Brave. Rob?
I said you had to keep out of my way.
That man won't be kind to Brave.
Alice.
He won't.
He has to learn. He's paying to learn. Brave will be fine.
But he won't be fine.
Alice, not another word.
One particular group, some engineers, very, very intense, very focused on what they were doing. But the one thing they weren't doing was praising. They were getting the horses working around, everything was going nice, so I focused. The horses were standing there looking at them saying, have I done that right? And they were totally oblivious to what they were working with. They just, off they'd go and I'd go and do something else. So that was a really, really important lesson that they took away was, you know, they were all leaders of teams, but obviously there was no praise going on in the office and there was no reward or confidence building, any of that sort of thing. So that was huge.
Brave knows straight away this man is used to telling everyone what to do. He stands knowing that. I want to stand with him, but I can't. The man goes up to Brave, like he means to be the boss, which is what Rob said you have to do, and Brave stands to attention, waiting. He's not sure, but he's waiting because he knows the man is a leader, or he seems to be. The man goes towards him, and Brave steps backwards. He doesn't like him. I'm glad.
Come here, horse.
He's called Brave.
Who are you?
I work here.
Really?
As a volunteer. Brave is a bit nervous.
Are you trained to work on these courses?
Rob looks at me from the other side of the round yard. No, not trained.
Then kindly let me get on and handle the horse. Come on, walk. Walk more than one step, you stubborn nag.
He won't do it.
So, you're another horse whisperer, are you?
No, I'm just good at listening.
Except to me.
I heard what you said. He's not stubborn, he's scared.
Shall I call Rob over to shut you up, or will you just go?
I'll go. Because if I stay, he'll get angry. He's already angry. And Brave isn't brave. But as I get to the door of the round yard, there's a car. And I know who it is.
Excuse me, are you in charge?
I don't work here, no. I'll see if I can find someone.
Can I help you? Someone rang to say Alice was here.
That was me. Mr...
Anderson. Peter Anderson. I'm her aunt's partner. I'm sorry about this.
Well, Sarah told me that she's run away before.
Yes. Where is she?
Alice! Your uncle's here.
The lady who came with the man called Greg is watching me. She's been with Bullet. She watches and I'm standing as still as if I'm a tree that can't move and Peter sees me.
His eyes are on me, and I never know what he wants, and I know he doesn't like me, and I can't help it, and I wish Rob hadn't called him. All the while, Greg is yanking on Brave's lead, and Brave doesn't know what he wants. He just keeps sort of dancing backwards a bit, then stopping. Peter comes towards me, and I go backwards to where Greg is still yanking on Brave's lead, and not noticing anything else going on, only the lady does.
Greg, that horse doesn't look very happy. Do you think you should let Rob take him?
Don't you start. Why don't you all have a go?
It's not a competition.
Peter is coming closer, and I'm still walking backwards. I get under the fence, and Greg still doesn't seem to see him, and when I'm right up close to Brave, Rob calls to me.
Alice, all the way from Brave. You heard him. Come on, Alice.
I can't, it's Brave.
You're just getting in the way,
Greg,
bloody
Rob.
Animal, are they all like this?
Leave the horse, please don't.
Alice,
do
Alice, come out of the yard.
But I keep going till I'm close to Brave, and Greg is still pulling, and suddenly Brave dances round till he faces Peter, and Peter stops, and Brave puts his ears right back and jumps, and Peter moves suddenly towards him.
Greg, are you all right? Matt. We need a doctor.
There's a number on the board by my desk.
I'll find it.
Oh, someone help me get him into the house, please.
What about Brave?
I'll deal with him later.
I'll go after him.
You're coming with me, young lady.
I'm not. I'm going to work here.
Of course you aren't. You're too young.
Brave was frightened. I told him.
Mr. Anderson, could you help me, please?
You can't talk to horses.
Yes, I can.
And I run.
Alice, come back.
I run.
So I spent a couple of hours with this horse. The first day I managed to get a head collar on him, which was pretty good, and that was him for the day. On to another one. Next day, did a couple, about another hour and a half of just some basic handling, starting to get him leading, following me, moving his hindquarters, just getting him to like me, feel more comfortable with me. So I'd finished the session pretty much, but all the yards were full and I wanted to let him go, so I thought I'm just going to sneak him out into that small paddock and let him go for the day. It was a little bit of a stupid thing to do, because he hadn't had enough education just yet to be led around out in the big paddock. Well, he got a little bit of a fright and ran through the gateway and finally got away from me, and his rope swung up over his back, and he ran around this paddock about six times, tearing around it, pretty freaked out by carrying his rope. And I thought, good boy, you've got a brain, because a lot of them had just run straight through the fence. Anyway, I was thinking, well, this is good. And anyway, the seventh lap he came around, he just jumped the fence, put his foot down, galloped off, came to another one, jumped that, took off down a gravel driveway, and this gravel driveway was 2 hours driving into this farm. And then he jumped a cattle stop at a flat-out gallop, and then I just saw him disappear around the hill with dust everywhere, and he just... And I was quite annoyed with myself, and anyway, got on the motorbike and sort of went up, and he was about 5k up the track, sort of trembling up there, shaking, all sweaty. He'd run away from all his mates, so he was on his own. He didn't really know where he was, and I went up and he let me get up close to him, and I picked the rope up and led him all the way home again. So it's quite interesting. From being totally petrified, then he really trusted me, because in the end I was taking him back to his friends. So wherever I went over this pretty ragged farm, he followed me like a lamb.
The man on YouTube said about a horse that ran and ran and jumped over everything that was in its way, and it only stopped when it was exhausted so much he couldn't run any further. I'm not running away. I want to find Brave. I'm running after him. But I don't know where to look. When I come back, when I go to the stables to see if Brave has found his own way back, Peter is waiting. And first for a moment, I freeze. But it's different. I stand and look and think of Brave. And that's when I think about when I knew Brave's mind, and I went there to that moment and thought, the story can change now. I face him, look him in the eye, like the YouTube man said, like he's going to get out of my way. Peter stops, and in one look, he stops being like Peter.
You've always been a good runner, haven't you?
Not good enough.
What do you mean?
Nothing's ever good enough for you.
I've never said that.
I could leave. You don't have to like me.
You're not old enough to leave. I've been wanting to talk to you. I was going to before I put my foot in it yesterday evening.
What about?
I've been offered a new job.
What sort of job?
A better one than I've got now.
That's good.
It means I'd have to move.
Where?
Quite far away.
Abroad.
Will Sarah go with you?
I'm not sure. I want her to. She wants you to come too. Anyway, I'm thinking about it.
I don't want to move.
I need to make a change. We all have to make changes sometimes.
I'll be old enough to leave home soon.
I'm not perfect, Alice. But I'm not a monster.
No.
Anyway, they were all looking for you. Best let them know you're back.
I didn't find Brave.
Greg's saying he should be put down.
No!
You can't have him put down!
Alice, calm down.
It's a dangerous animal and it's out of control.
It wasn't Brave that was out of control, it was you! And he didn't mean to hurt you, and you never told him well done or anything that would help him. And I tried to tell you, and you don't listen, and all you did was shout, shout, shout. And I bet no one who works with you would talk to you, and I bet your family hates you too.
That's enough.
It's not Brave's fault. They should put you down.
Well, that's telling you.
Alice.
I thought you would have gone in the ambulance by now.
Thought or wished.
Does it hurt a lot?
Ah, yes.
I'm sorry.
It's not broken, just a bit bashed up. I'll have a spectacular bruise.
I shouldn't have said what I did.
That's right. You shouldn't.
Anyway, it wasn't you, really.
What?
It was Peter he didn't like.
How do you know? Ah, the horse told you.
The bit of you that frightened Brave is the bit about Peter that frightened him more.
Who's Peter?
He's my aunt's partner. And I know because he frightens me too. He used to frighten me. He's not like that all the time.
Who? Brave?
Peter. He flares when I'm bad. And you flare.
Oh, you know it all, don't you?
No.
Where's your mother? Why isn't she telling you how to behave?
She died.
I'm sorry. She must have been very young.
She killed herself.
No.
Because she was unhappy and I couldn't help her.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no, now, for God's sake, don't start that. I can't cope if you cry.
He came out of the darkness. He walked quietly up to me and Greg, who had been scaring him, and he came to stand right by me, because he knew.
Brave! Go away, Brave! They'll catch you!
No, it's all right, Alice.
He was just frightened.
It's all right.
He couldn't help it.
You're right. It wasn't the bloody horse's fault. I was just angry about something else. I flare. Like you said, I flare a bit like Peter.
So Brave
went... wife's here, Greg.
See,
he's back.
Yes, and now that she's told me it was all my fault, the girl's crying.
Sorry.
You should give her something to do. Get her training this horse or something.
Brave doesn't need training. He just needs not to be scared.
Yes, well, we all need not to be scared.
You're not to have him put down.
I wasn't going to.
I think you should give her a job. And get this horse under control. Oh, and by the way, Alice, my wife would say you and the horse were right.
About what?
That I never listen. And they all hate me, and my son's afraid of me. And that's no good, is it? Bloody clever horse you've got there. I should hold on to it if I were you.
Greg?
Time to face the music.
God!
Ow!
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
It's all right. Come on.
Oh.
Oh.
So, you know, horses do have really, really incredible memories. If they have a bad time with anything, they won't forget it. So pretty smart, pretty in tune. And you've only got to look at what they've done and what they've been trained to do over the thousands of years, taking us into wars and different things like that. So they're pretty amazing and very trainable, especially a lot of these problem horses. Some of them have been absolutely hammered by people, but amazing how forgiving they can be and how much they do still like people.
Stories. Stories in my head and stories out there. And I know, and I always will, that you can always start the story again, any time, because now will always be true. And you are never just your story, not the one that you carry with you that people say is real. And there are different kinds of true. And pretending isn't always lying. And a horse knows the difference. And Brave is called Brave. And he is. He really is. And now this story is for him, because he taught me how to feel like a horse. Sarah gave me a book of stories about horses, and in one story that people told a long time ago, horses had wings, and they used to fly to where you could find healing herbs and bring them back. And there was a god who wanted them for his chariot, but no one could catch them, and so he persuaded, or most likely blackmailed, a wise old man to take away the wings of the horses, which the old man did, even though he was supposed to be so wise. The old man was a Hindu, from India. His name was Salihotra. So when he'd done the evil deed, the horses couldn't go and get herbs for medicine anymore, because the places the herbs grew were so far away you'd probably die before you got there. So the horses went to see Salihotra and begged him to write a book on the treatment of diseases, and he agreed, probably because he must have felt guilty as hell.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the goal is to make the world a better place for the horse, isn't it? But it's a pretty tall order. You know, you've got every person's got a different personality, and I think that's part of it. You know, unless they become more aware of what they're portraying and how they're handling themselves, it's pretty hard to fix. The horses are easy. You know, we can fix their problems good as gold, no problem at all. But it's the people that are hard.
And the book he wrote became a bestseller among vets in India hundreds of years ago, and every army regiment that had horses had a copy and called it Salihotris, after Salihotra, which was also the title of the book. Maybe I'll write a book. I could call it Alice. Maybe I won't. I don't know what I'll do. Except I know I want to live with horses. Because they still make people feel better, even though they can't go and get herbs anymore. They still make people feel better.
In Being Brave by Tina Pepler, Rob was Ivan Kay, Alice, Nicola Miles Wilden, and Greg, Barnaby Kay. Sarah was Lisa Stevenson, Peter, Nigel Hastings, Joe, Sally Orrick, and Sophie, Fazana Dua Alahe. With thanks to Andrew Froggatt. Technical presentation was by Caleb Knightley. Being Brave was a BBC World Service production. It was produced and directed by Marion Nancarrow.
If you'd like to hear the programme again, just go to bbcworldservice.com and select World Drama from the A to Z programmes menu. Our next world drama, a reinterpretation of Ibsen's classic play, An Enemy of the People, can be heard from the weekend of the 27th of March.
body out of sync with Earth and dissonant with day. 24.5 hours in terrestrial delay. Pulse out of rhythms, always off tempo. I live inside discord, incongruent techno. Pump the pineal gland back of the brain. Accelerate and feel the strain. Stretch a day or shrink it down. Adenosine and caffeine. Nervous system overridden. Adrenaline. Don't give in. Sleep like death. Sleep like sin.
Radiate your inner heat, blood to the surface, my sleepy flesh meet. Feast on dreams now, in the womb, nerves take root, synapses bloom. Sleep like a whale now, vestigial trails, no LED, light filtered by sea. Doctor awake for 30 hours. Left a surgical tool in me.